Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. What a springy celebration and adventures in creation we have today. Zechariah 10:1, ask the Lord for rain in the spring. Today's celebration is spring and its beautiful flowers after a winter of no outside flowers or leaves on the trees. Have you noticed all the blooms in the county? Trees, bushes, flowers, and life. After plants dying in the winter and animals sleeping or nesting for long periods of time, spring flowers are celebrating new life. Easter is over and April and May shine with new plants and animals. Look under bushes and trees in hidden places, and God's spring beauties are everywhere. Do you like Jack in the Pulpit? This foot-high flower has a white flower head that amazing looks like a pulpit in church where pastors stand to preach, and the stamen looks like someone is in the pulpit. They get the prettiest cluster of red berries, and those are quite easy to spot in the woods in the fall. Don't you love the hydrangeas on their roundish bushes? The colors of cream, pink, or blue, and the roundish flower heads are easy to pick out. They are great flowers to dry, too. Apple trees that have blossom showers when the winds blow, and violets galore under the lower level of the forest branches for their needed shade, delight us as well. Sweet flowers grow along the stream beds, and some I still have not identified, but they grace the banks of the creek with their beauty. Their fragrances can get on a breeze and it makes you think of heaven. Some will continue to bloom for a month or two. It is fun to watch birds in the trees and insects looking for special flowers. Hummingbirds love them with long throats to get their beaks into the nectar, a sweet juice. Deer and other woodland creatures love the sweetness of flowers. The nectar attracts many of them. Spring flowers like lilies remind us of our Savior, the Lily of the Valley. The wildflower Lily of the Valley has a very precious scent. The yellow forsythia bushes in the woods are very unique as one of the earliest blooming bushes. Ah, and the dogwood tree that has a tradition of its flower having a whiter pink head with indentions on three sides that are rose-colored and remind people of the three nails put into Jesus' hands and feet when he was on the cross. Precious flowers of spring that make us celebrate new life, and the cold winter is mostly behind us. Thank you, Jesus, for beautiful spring flowers that you gave us as we testify to your creation. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.